In the Bible, it says that I am a king, that I am a God with a small g. In Psalms 82, it says, I have said, ye are gods, and ye are all children of the Most High God. But in this world, I am nothing. We are not kings. We are not queens. We don't own nothing. We don't have no dominion. We don't have no power. I'm going somewhere. I want y'all to hear me. Our reality today is that we are the tail. We are the last. We are not the head, or we are not the first. This is the dilemma that I have been talking about lately. And I know some of y'all for sure are tired of hearing me speak about this, but it's like I told y'all, I could speak about this situation forever because this is truly our real life situation. This is truly what we are dealing with. I know I have spoken about this subject as if it is hard to deal with, or as if it's tough or a burden, which it is hard. It is tough. It is a burden. But just because it is hard, just because it is a burden, just because it is a dilemma or difficult, doesn't mean that I'm giving up. I want y'all to hear me right now. It doesn't mean that I'm going to succumb to the will of the devil or the enemy. I'm still going to fight. Oh, God, help me right now. I believe that's why God chose me, because no matter how tough it gets, I'm still going to fight. Oh, come on, somebody. I was only telling y'all what was going on in my mind mentally, because after reading all the messages that I receive here and there, and the comments that I receive here and there, and from other people's experiences, I can tell that they're dealing with the same things. A lot of time when a pastor preaches, he's not just preaching to you, but he's preaching to himself. My words specifically, I know this for a fact, my words come from the Lord. It's not what I want to say, but it's what he wants me to say. Oh God, I'm going somewhere right now. So yes, it is difficult. Yes, it is hard. I'm not supposed to have one wife, but as many wives as I want. I'm a king. I'm a God. And he has made unto us, our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. I'm not supposed to just have one house or one dwelling place. I'm not supposed to have an apartment. I'm supposed to live in a palace. I want y'all to hear me. I'm a king. I'm a God. Kings live in palace. Kings have power. For the palace will be forsaken. The busy city abandoned. The hill and watchtower will become caves. The delight of wild donkeys and pastures for flocks. And listen to this. Until the spirit be poured on from on high. You might not have one of those things right now. You might not have none of that right now. Oh God. But when the spirit comes from on high, a spirit is about to be poured onto us from on high. Power is coming to you from on high. Dominion is coming to you from on high. You might not have it today, but God told me to tell you and to tell me that your day is coming. This is about to be good. Your day is coming. This is about to be good. Oh God, your day is coming. It's coming. It's coming. Oh, I hope y'all hear me. I hope y'all hear me and hear me good. They used to say in the old church that the devil's time is short, but I tell you today, as a matter of fact, that his time is short and your day is quickly approaching. I hope y'all hear me and hear me good. And your day is quickly approaching. You might be mopping the floors. Oh my, come on somebody. But your day is coming. Mop the floors with joy. Mop the floors as one about to reign for eternity right around the corner. You might be broke right now, but don't be spiteful. Don't be hateful. Don't hate your job. Don't quit your job. Don't hate your boss that you're working for. Don't blame the white man or any man. Oh, this is finna be good. After all, it is God who placed the curses on us. After all, it is God that placed the curses on us. So only God can bring us out of this. God put it on us, so only God can take it off of us. Don't blame the white man for your condition, or blame nobody for your condition. Don't be bitter. Listen to this, Colossians 3:22. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything that you do. See, I've told y'all before that synonym slave, slave is a synonym for servant. And servant is a synonym for employee. Mm-hmm. 400 years, you've been a servant. 400 years, you've been mistreated. 400 years, you've been a employee. I want y'all to get this, right? Slaves, obey your earthly masters. Y'all better listen to this. And do it not only when their eye is on you or the courage to have their favor. So have integrity. Don't only try to do the good thing with people looking at you. Integrity means doing the right thing even when no one's around, right? Or don't try to do it for favoritism or nepotism, right? Do it because it's the right thing. But listen to this, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord, whatever you do, work it in all your heart as you're working for the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? Whatever you do, work it as you're working for the Lord. This is about to get good. Not for human masters, since you know since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. There's an inheritance you got coming. Don't be mad. Don't be upset. Don't you believe that you have an inheritance coming? You have an inheritance coming. Something eternal, an eternal reign. You have something coming. Don't be mad. Don't be upset. I saw a video the other day. Matter of fact, it was last night, of a Hebrew Israelite guy speaking to another black guy who was a Christian who didn't know who he was, who didn't know of our identity as the Hebrews, right? And he's flipping out on this dude, right? He all in this dude's face. He going crazy on this dude, right? And most likely, I know, come on now, I mean, let's just keep it real. You guys have also seen thousands of videos like this before. If you just Google Hebrew Israelite, you could at least find 100 videos of a Hebrew Israelite, somebody who knows his identity as the Israelites, standing on a corner or in a church or in this, you know, they places of worship, speaking to somebody outside of the nation or that just doesn't know who we are yet, in a hostile manner, in a violent manner, in an angry manner, yelling, screaming, going crazy. You guys know, you've seen it. I've seen it. And this video was no different than that, right?
I didn't come here to debate. I came here to preach the gospel.
What I'm gonna tell you.
I didn't come here to debate.
Listen to me.
No,
bro.
I don't need to listen.
Hey, you know what?
Are you gonna do what the scripture says? The wicked flee when no man pursueth.
Are you not pursuing? Okay. Are you not pursuing?
Listen to me.
Are you not pursuing?
Listen to me, bro.
I have to listen.
We don't
put your hands up.
Tell y'all the honest truth. I was quick to judge him. I was quick to judge him for acting like that, right? And in many times, I mean, honestly, I would attribute some of that acting, some of that stuff that I seen displayed as one of the reasons why I never joined a camp myself. But listen to this, though. This is, you got to get good at it. Listen to this. I was quick to judge him for feeling that way, for acting that way. And then God said to my spirit, that's exactly how you've been acting. That's exactly how I've been feeling inside. The feeling of bitterness, the feeling of resentment. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? Because the word says that we are rich. And the word says that the world was created for us. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? But yet our living conditions are that we are the lowest in the society. Y'all don't want to hear what I'm saying? That will make you angry. That will make you bitter. That will make you upset. You don't hear what I'm saying right now. I know y'all don't hear me. When you are trying to explain to somebody, When you're trying to explain to somebody who don't know who you are, when you you say, hey, look, come here, boy, look right here. You seeing this word? That's us. We the rich people in that. This is us. We rich. But then he looking at y'all and saying, y'all standing out here on the street corner, in America's street corner, right? Yeah, you in that America's building. You in that here. You saying y'all the kings and queens of the earth. Ye are gods. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying, right? This could frustrate you. Oh, yeah. And you trying to explain this to them, but right now that you rich, but you living in poverty. Listen to this, Revelations 2 and 9. I know your afflictions and I know your poverty. Listen to this. Yet you are rich. And I know those, the slander of those who say they are Jews, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Your day is coming. Your day is coming. Right now you are afflicted. Right now you are in poverty. But just like the scripture says, you are rich. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. But your day is coming. But this can be frustrating. It can be frustrating to know that the scripture said the God of everything, the God who laid the foundations of the world, the God that thought of you, that knew you before you was even formed in your mother's womb, right? The God that the rain reports to him, the thunder, like you said in Job, and lightning reports to him. This God says you are rich. You are rich. But yet you're looking around the world and seeing people that look like you, and you are in poverty. And yeah, you're looking around the world. Listen to this. Let me show you something. You're looking around the world, right? And the whole world, even some of the people that are akin to you but don't know who they are yet, celebrate, worship, and adore a people who claim to be you. Oh, this could be frustrating. Oh, my God. If you meditate on this, it could literally drive you mad. I know if you think on this in your mind, it creates anger, it creates hatred, it creates hostility. I'm telling y'all, I know this because I felt it myself. Oh, y'all better hear me and hear me good. I'm preaching right now. I was going to name a message, and I wrote it all out, the whole sermon. God put it on my heart. It was going to be my Gregorian calendar New Year's message. And I was going to call it, "To Forgive is to Forget." And one of the things that I was going to talk about in this message, to forgive is to forget, is that maybe us who know our identity, maybe it's time that we forget some of the past indiscretions that was done to us. Maybe it's time that we stop preaching over and over again only about the curses. But even when you preach about the blessings, it can create hate, right? Do you see what I'm saying, though? But I was saying maybe we, but that's why I was writing this message, and I think that's why I didn't deliver it, because the truth is this. When you preach Deuteronomy 28:68 or any of the curses in Deuteronomy, when you preach it, though it said the Lord will send this nation against you, though it says the Lord will send you on ships, into slavery or into bondage into Egypt, though it says that God is going to do these things to us, don't lie. You know, just like me, in a sense, in the back of your head, you blame the white man, right? Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Though it says the Lord gonna send you in, your enemies against you, though it says that the Lord is doing this, for some reason in our mind, we psychologically say, look what they did to us, right? Look what they did to us. Though we are the ones who sinned and really placed ourselves into bondage from not following God's laws and commandments, though we are upset about that, when we look at those who have stolen our birthright and who are living out, trying to live out our lives, and so to speak, as imposters, when we look at that, it creates some anger in us. Some jealousy, some envy. Oh, I'm going somewhere, right? Listen to this. Look at this scripture right here, Romans 12 and 19. Never take your own vengeance, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Though it says vengeance is the Lord, you can't tell me that you don't have some hatred in your heart when you see them that's walking around saying they are you and they are not. Reading Revelations 2 and 9. You can't tell me you don't feel some vengeance in you, knowing that your enemies, even though the Lord sent them against you, but it's like your enemies. You know what I'm saying? When you watch Black Panther, you know you kind of feel a little bit like Killmonger. At least I do. I feel a little bit like Killmonger. I say I'd rather jump in the ocean than die. Matter of fact, I feel a little bit like Killmonger when I become king, when I get my power and my throne, kill them all. Sometimes that's how you feel. You said they did it to us. They go, oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. They don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear this. I can see why they have labeled Hebrew Israelites as a hate group. In a sense, the current doctrine that we teach and how we teach it is hateful. It is spiteful. It is bitter. It is. To know that the creator of the universe has said you are one thing, but you to be in another condition, oh my God, you can't tell me that can't make you spiteful and bitter. But I would argue that we mainly feel this way because we don't truly feel a part of God's family. Oh, y'all better hear me right now. Hear me good. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And our ancestors, looking at this, our ancestors, when they was walking in the wilderness with Moses, right? They got to see the wonders of God. They watched God do miracles right in front of them. And many of them still didn't believe they was a part of God's family, right? Oh, listen to this, Jubilee 2:19. And he said unto us, behold, I will separate unto myself a people from amongst all the peoples. Oh, okay. And these shall keep the Sabbath day. And I will sanctify them unto myself as my people. Oh, this is good. And will bless them as I have sanctified the Sabbath day and do sanctify it unto myself. Even so will I bless them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Mm-mm-mm. Let me keep reading. Jubilee 2:20. And I have chosen the seed of Jacob from amongst all that I have seen. And I have written, listen to this, and I have written down, listen to this, and I have written him down as my firstborn son. Mm-mm-mm. And have sanctified him unto myself forever and ever. And I will teach them the Sabbath day, and they will keep my Sabbath thereon. Oh, my work. I want to apologize to some, because I think some people might have thought that I was telling them not to keep the Sabbath, but in a sense, I guess I was, because I was in the same dilemma that you're in, right? The law said that I can have more than one wife. The law says that I'm a king. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying, right? There's many laws, but let me tell you something. I used the wrong analogy, because God is serious about this Sabbath day. Right, he is serious about this Sabbath day. We must keep the Sabbath day, right? Matter of fact, I'll go as far as saying that it is better for you to lose your job than not keep the Sabbath day, right? Because there's a scripture also that says that the Sabbath day, if you don't keep the Sabbath day, you will die. But listen what it says, you will die eternally. So you can lose your eternal inheritance by not keeping the Sabbath day. So I would say I'd rather die than not keep the Sabbath day, especially during these times, especially right now at the end of the world, especially right now as it's right around the corner. Your blessings and your, oh my God, your inheritance is right around the corner. It's coming from on high. The power and the spirit is about to be poured onto you. So it'd be better to follow God right now in this world than to try to follow man. It'd be better to follow God right now than to try to keep and work and make extra money. I was using that example because I was trying to show the dilemma that we're under, because we're in a certain condition or position, but God is saying that we are this, but we're in this, right? So that's why I was using that example, and it was a good example because I know many of us face this same dilemma. But what I am trying to tell you is this: the dilemma that we're facing is this. This is the main point. We don't truly believe that we are a part of God's family. And I'm telling you that for a fact, you are a part of God's family. Matter of fact, I got another good one for you. Jubilee 2:31. And the creator of all things blessed it, but he did not sanctify all peoples. Listen to this. But he did not sanctify all peoples and all nations to keep the Sabbath thereon. Oh, wait a minute. This is good. But Israel alone. Oh, this is good. Right? This is good. Them alone he permitted to eat and drink and to keep the Sabbath thereon on earth. And the creator of all things blessed this day, which he had created for blessing and holiness and glory above all days. The law and the testimony was given to the children of Israel. Listen to this. As a law forever unto their generations. So this is a law forever into our generations, no matter what conditions we in, no matter what position we in, no matter what situation we dealing with, whether we in Babylon, this is a law for us. Whether we was under the Greek captivity, this was a law for us. Whether we was under the Roman captivity, this was a law for us. Whether we was in under the Britain captivity, oh, you don't get what I'm saying, this is a law for us. Whether you are under the French captivity, this is a law for you. Whether you are American captive right now, this is a law for you. This is a law for you forever unto your generations. That's why they took this book out of here. It makes sense now. It makes sense now. That's why they took this book out of here, because it's a law to you. Not to all nations, not to all people, but only to you, a people that he separated from amongst all. Oh, I'm going somewhere right now. What I'm trying to explain to you is that you are a part of God's family. And your day, oh God, your day is coming. But like I said, I understand that guy on the street corner and how he was bitter. I was internally bitter as well. How can you not be? We have never seen God. We might have individually, which I have individually seen God do miracles in my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yahweh. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. We love you, Lord. We honor you and praise you above all things, which we have individually seen him do miracles and wonders and signs in our own lives, but we have not seen him do a parting of the Red Sea miracle in our lives, what I like to call a deliverance miracle. We have yet to see God do that, a parting of the Red Sea. And while we are waiting, listen to this, while we are waiting, reading these scriptures, no one knowing the day or the time or the hour, it can be frustrating. Just like that guy on the corner. That's why he's so mad. That's why I mentioned in one of my sermons about this whole dilemma that you never see Hebrew Israelites smile. They're never really enjoying life. Oh, what did God say? I have came to give you life, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You don't see none of us having life and having more abundantly, because I was just talking to somebody last night, because I said, honestly, my mind is pondering on what's to come. It's hard for me to really want. It don't really matter what I have in this life. It's nothing compared to what God is trying to give us. So it's hard for me to strive to say, oh, okay, you know, I got a little land. Oh, I'm going to build me a house on there. You know, let's build. Because, you know, I told y'all in Jeremiah, he told you to build, you know, which is what he did. I think it's Jeremiah 29, it might be Jeremiah 30. But he talked about, those who went off into Babylon to build and to plant gardens and to, you know, to marry, right? And to have prosperous and peaceful lives, right? Over there in Babylon. You are in Babylon right now, right? And so I talked about that scripture. And yeah, I preached about it. It was a word God gave to me to give to you. I preached about it, right? But even in my own mind, in my own heart, I'm saying, yeah, we can build, but you know, what about this kingdom we got coming? What about this power we got coming, right? I'm out and I'm hitting the nails in and I'm hitting the wood and I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and build and I'm going to go ahead and marry and I'm going to live in peace and you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my little cup with y'all and I'm going to, you know, we're going to have a good time and laugh and smile. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I want, you know, what about this blessing and this power that's coming? What I'm showing you is that could be frustrating to have that in your mind, especially reading scripture after scripture that says that you are a king, especially reading scripture after scripture that says that, listen to this, that we are under the curses, especially reading scripture after scripture about how you are rich, but looking around your community and looking around the world at all the people that look like you and seeing the exact opposite. But I would argue to you, brother and sisters, if you had to wait another 20 years, and this is what we need to ponder. Oh, ponder your mind on. Place your mind on this thought. If you had to wait another 20 or 30 years, I could see your frustration. If we had to wait another 10 years, I could relate to your annoyance. This is the word God gave for you and me today. But your day is coming. Our day is coming. It's right around the corner. Our day is coming like a thief in the night. Your day is literally days away. Do you hear what I'm saying? Your day is literally days away. See, if the brother knew in a few days, The power was finna come from on high. He might have been that upset with the other brother that he saw. If the brothers knew that it was going to happen in a few days, look, let's say we knew that it was coming March 15th. We wouldn't even be, we have our feet propped up. Say, look, you know what? You know what? I ain't even mad at you, white man. I ain't even mad at y'all over there in the land impostering to be us. Do your thing. Your time is short, right? Do you hear what I'm saying, right? Even the Gentile pastors agree that the world is currently going through judgment. 16:19 to 20:20, Genesis 15 and 13, and know of a surety, a brand that y'all see shall be a stranger in a foreign land that is not their own, and they shall serve them and afflict them for how long? 400 years, right? From 16:19 to 20:20, and out of nowhere, March 2020, and the world ain't never been the same again, right? God is precise. Our God has not forgotten us. Our God is going to do what he said he was going to do. We are going to see miracles in the days to come. You better hear me and hear me good. We are going to see deliverance in the days to come. Reparations are coming. Oh my God. Justice is coming. Your riches are coming. Power is coming. Listen to this. Revelations 20 and 4. And I saw the thrones and they that sat on them. And judgment was given unto them. Rulership is about to be given unto you. I saw the thrones and they that sat on them. And judgment was given unto them. Power was given unto them. Oh God, you got something coming right now. Something is coming to you. And I saw the souls of them that had been beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. Listen to this, which had not worshiped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark on their forehead or on their hands. Y'all better, we living in that day right now. We living in that day right now, that mark of that forehead on the head. We living in that day right now, right? So that means if we living in that day right now, your rulership is right around the corner. If we living in that day right now, that means your rulership is right around the corner. Listen what happened to them. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. You about to reign for 1,000 years. And then even after that, you're going to reign for the rest of the eternity. You about to reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Listen to this. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. And on such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him. Oh God, we finna reign 1,000 years. We finna reign. We finna reign. We finna reign. Your day is coming. Your day is coming. Your day is coming. Shake off your bitterness. Your day is coming. That's why I read for you Romans, for you to do it as if you're doing it for the Lord. Whatever job you have, whatever trade you have going on, whatever you got going through life that you have to do every single day, listen, do it as if you're doing it for the Lord. Vengeance is our Lord. Vengeance is God. Your day is coming, and it's right around the corner. You are a part of his family. That's why I wanted to show you how he said he chose us above all nations. How he said, look, I didn't get a laws to everybody. I gave a laws to you, specifically to you. I'm coming to save, specifically coming to save you. I'm only coming to deliver a people that need to be delivered. I'm only coming to redeem a people that need to be redeemed. I'm coming for you. Oh, you better hear me and hear me good. Your day is coming. That's why I'm calling it a day. Mm-mm-mm. Your day is coming. Oh God. There's another scripture. I don't feel like going on a rant, but there's another scripture that speaks about how a 1,000 years is only a day for the Lord. It's only been a few days for God. It's only been a few days for God. See, you look, I've been under all this tyranny. I'm going through all this. It's only been a few. You got to look at it from God's eyes. It's only been a few days for God. And listen to this. And in a few days, your power is coming. In a few days. We living in the times right now. As you saw, we living in the times of Revelation right now. That's another scripture I was going to give for y'all that I took out. But I was going to give to you the scripture that says, you hypocrites, you can discern. It's a scripture that says, you hypocrites, you can discern the clouds, you can discern the weather, but you can't discern the times that we're living in right now. I was going to give you that scripture because I wanted you to see Christ called us hypocrites, as Christ is saying to us. And he's saying specifically to me and specifically to you, you hypocrites, what are you so upset about? What are you so bitter about? All these years you've been here in America, all these years you've been in Britain and in France, all these years you look up to the sky, say it's finna rain, and go grab your umbrella and your coat. And you knew something was coming. And you went outside expecting it to rain. But now you see the clouds forming in the sky. Oh God, now you see what's coming in the clouds forming in the sky, and you ain't acting like you expecting this to rain. You should be expecting your inheritance to come. Your inheritance to come. You can stop being upset online. You can stop being upset outside. You can stop being bitter and stop trying to hold vengeance and try to hold other people accountable and hatred and anger in your heart. Let it go. Your day is coming, and it's right around the corner. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you for not forgetting us. Thank you for not forgetting us. Mm-mm-mm. Lord knows we don't deserve it. Lord knows we are stiff-necked people. Lord, oh my God. Oh my God. Lord knows that we don't deserve it and we are stiff-necked people. We've been a dishonorable people, a disobedient people. We don't deserve it at all. But we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for staying true to your word. God, we honor you above all things. It's in Christ's name we pray. We pray. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. Talk to y'all soon. Shalom. Hey, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please go subscribe to my new exclusive content page at leodunsonministries.com. You can also go to leodunson.com and hit the subscribe button. But that's leodunsonministries.com. Thank you so much, and may the glory of God, his blessings, and his purpose be upon you. Shalom.